Chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born, and the rest of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God. And they shall remain, for now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace. If Assyria invades our country and treads upon our land, we shall raise against it 7 shepherds, 8 men of royal rank. And they shall tend the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod with the drawn sword. And we shall be delivered from Assyria if it invades our land and treads upon our borders. The remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples, like dew coming from the Lord, like raindrops on the grass, which wait for no man, nor tarry for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the nations in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among beasts of the forest, like a young lion among flocks of sheep. When it passes through, it tramples and tears, and there is none to deliver. Your hand shall be lifted above your foes, and all your enemies shall be destroyed. On that day, says the Lord, I will destroy the horses from your midst and ruin your chariots. I will demolish the cities of your land and tear down all your fortresses. I will abolish the means of divination from your use, and there shall no longer be soothsayers among you. I will abolish your carved images and the sacred pillars from your midst, and you shall no longer adore the works of your hands. I will tear out the sacred poles from your midst and destroy your cities. I will wreak vengeance in anger and wrath upon the nations that have not hearkened.